Text 199. Mr. Bloom stood far back, his hat in his hand, counting the bared heads. 12. I'm 13. No, the chap in the Macintosh is 13. Death's number. Where the deuce did he pop out of? He wasn't in the chapel, that I'll swear. Silly superstition, that, about 13. Nice soft tweed Ned Lambert has in that suit. Tinge of purple. I had one like that when we lived in Lombard Street West. Dressy fellow he was once. Used to change 3 suits in the day. Must get that grey suit of mine turned by Messius. Hello. It's dyed. His wife, I forgot he's not married, or his landlady ought to have picked out those threads for him. The coffin dived out of sight, eased down by the men straddled on the grave trestles. They struggled up and down, and all uncovered. 20. Pause. If we were all suddenly somebody else. Far away, a donkey brayed. Rain. No such ass. Never see a dead one, they say. Shame of death. They hide. Also, poor papa went away. Gentle, sweet air blew round the bared heads in a whisper. Whisper. The boy by the gravehead held his wreath with both hands, staring quietly in the black open space. Mr. Bloom moved behind the portly, kindly caretaker. Well-cut frock coat. Weighing them up, perhaps, to see which will go next. Well, it is a long rest. Feel no more. It's the moment you feel. Must be damned unpleasant. Can't believe it at first. Mistake, must be. Someone else. Try the house opposite. Wait. I wanted to. I haven't yet. Then, darkened death chamber. Light, they want. Whispering around you. Would you like to see a priest? Then rambling and wandering. Delirium, all you hid all your life. The death struggle. His sleep is not natural. Press his lower eyelid. Watching is his nose, pointed is his jaw. Sinking are the soles of his feet, yellow. Put the pillow away and finish it off on the floor since he's doomed. Devil in that picture of sinner's death, showing him a woman, dying to embrace her in his shirt.